Mesechtes Baba Kama, Daf Mem Vav, two lines at the top of Daf Mem Vav Amud Aleph, and in our Mishnah we saw a three-way machlekes as to responsibility to guard a tam and to guard a muad. Rameyah held that an owner has responsibility to guard a tam and a muad with a shmir of ula, and if it only guards with a shmir of chusa, they would be chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda agrees with Rameyah that in the gay of tam there's a requirement to have a shmir of ula, and if you only had a shmir of chusa, then you'll be chayiv any hezek. However, in the gay of muad, the Torah actually was makel because there's ribui achar ribui, and they said that you only need a shmir p'chusa, and if someone guarded their muad with a shmir p'chusa, they will be potter. And it's only if someone doesn't guard their shir at all, and then it damages someone or something, then the owner would be chayiv. And finally, Rabbi Lezer agrees to remain Rabbi Yehuda b'negei tam that there's a requirement to have a shmir m'ula, and if there's only a shmir p'chusa, then you would be chayiv. However, Rabbi Lezer says b'negei muad ein lo shmira ela sakin. The only method that works to guard a muad is only if you kill the shir muad, and therefore the fear of Rabbi Lezer, even if someone would guard their Ashar Muad with a Shmir Ma'ula, and then it went out and it damaged someone, then the person would be Chayiv. And our Gemara begins, Rabba states, my time with Rabbi Lezer was the Makar for the Shita Rabbi Lezer. The Amakar, the Pasuk in Pashma Shpatim, but the Gei Muad states, I know that Kishar Nagachu mitmol Shilsham, v'lo yishmerenu ba'olav, shalim yishalim shor tachas Ashar, v'amesi Eloi. And Rabbi Lezer learns that the word v'lo yishmerenu means, shuv ein lo yishmir lezeh, that you shall not guard this Shar any longer, but instead put it to death, and therefore, if you don't kill it and now goes and damages someone, then you would be chayiv. And Amalei Abaya, so Abaya asked Rabba, how can you say that that's pshat of v'leish renu? Ela me'ata, if this is the case and this is the way to teach v'leish renu, so the chsiv v'leich hasenu nami b'negei bar where the Torah says v'leich hasenu shuv ein lo kisul zeh. Do you think we will explain that it means that you shall not cover this bar any longer and you must fill it in completely? And if you don't do so, then you'll be chayiv. For example, if someone covers up their bar with a very good cover, and then a shor is walking on top of the cover, and the cover gives way, and now the shor falls into the bar, and the shor is damaged, do you think that the person will be chayiv because the Torah is telling you that there is no way to get rid of the hezekah bar without filling in? V'chitei machinami, and if you can tell me in chinami b'negei bar, that is also din, but we're going to have a Mishnah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, which states, kiso kuro, if Ruvain dug a bar, and then he covers it up properly, v'nafal teich shor chamar, and then Shimon shor or chamar is walking on top of his covering, and then the cover goes away, v'meis, and the shor chamor dies, potter, that Reuven is potter because he covered up his bar properly, and therefore we see that the words v'lo yechasenu just means that he didn't cover it properly, but once you do a shmir me'ula, then it'll be a good enough shmir b'negei bar. And l'chayr, when the pasuk says v'lo yishmerenu b'negei keren and b'negei muad, we should also say it just means that he didn't do a proper shmir and he didn't do a shmir me'ula, then you're going to be chayiv, but certainly it doesn't mean that you actually have to kill the animal. And l'chayr, what's pshat in Rabbi Lezer? And the Gemara answers, Elam Abaya, Hainu Taim in Rabbi Lezer. So Rabbi teaches us that this is Pshat Rabbi Lezer, Kitanya, based on the following Braisa, Rab Nasan Eimer, Rab Nasan states, Menayin Shalei Gadol Adub Kalav Rabbi Teich Beisai. Now how do we know that a person shouldn't raise a very dangerous dog inside his home, Val Yamit Sul Mu'ur B'Teich Beisai, and a person shouldn't leave a weak ladder inside his home as someone could get hurt? Shenem, as the Pasuk states, in Pashki Seitzei, B'Negei to Pasha Maika, he sibne by his Chodesh, V'asisim Ma'aka L'Gagecha, V'lisostim Dom V'Seicha, Ki'ipol HaNoifel Mimenu. And therefore, we learn from that passage that you're not allowed to keep any Dvar Hezek in your home, and therefore we extended also B'negei Shara Muad, that you're not allowed to keep a Shara Muad in your home, and that's why Rabbi Lezer holds that the din is Ein L'Shmira Ela Sakin. Ayin Rashi, who states Hachinami, and therefore also B'negei the Pasha of Shara Muad, Hai Lo Yishmerenu, when the Pasuk says Lo Yishmerenu, Lo Yikamenu, it must be that the Taich is that you're not allowed to keep it in your home, and you must kill this animal. And the Mefarshim are bothered, Dalachira, since according to Abaya, he said the Pshat of Rabbi Lezer is based on Rav Nosson, so why do you need the Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu at all? We should just say that just like Rav Nosson said, that you can't raise a dangerous dog and you can't keep a Sulam Ru'ah in your home, so also you can't keep a Shar Muad in your home because it's considered a dangerous animal. Rabbeinu Peretz explains that from the Pasuk, you may think that this only applies to a Kelav Ra or to a Sulam Ru'ah. However, a Shar Muad is not as dangerous as a Kelav Ra, and maybe you would be able to keep that in your home, and that's why we need the Pasuk of Lo Yishmerenu. And others explain that from Rav Nosson's Pasuk of Lo Yisam Dom Meisecha, so we would know that there's an issa to keep these things in your home, but if you do keep it in your home, maybe the din would be that you'd be potter from any hezek as long as you guarded it properly. Kamashma and the pasuk b'negei hezek and b'negei muad teach us lo yishmerenu lo yikamenu, that you can't keep it, and if you do so, then you're going to be chayiv for any hezek that it causes. And Taiz is bothered if we're now teaching the word lo yishmerenu lo yikamenu. So teima mehay taimanami lo tiski bar b'kisu mishun Rav Nosson. So l'chira, when the pasuk says v'lo yichasenu, we should also say that Torah is telling us that it wouldn't help if you cover this bar, and you're going to be chayiv even if you cover the bar, and the only way to get rid of this hezek is by killing it, or in this case, by filling up the bar. And Taz's first tarot is that the bar is like the kanta tvei, kishimachaseo kiro misharnakin, that when someone covers over a bar, that's considered a very good tikkun and a very good way to get rid of the hezek, and that's more than guarding a sharnakin, and that's why b'negei a bar, such a tikkun would work, while b'negei a sharnakin, the only way to take care and make sure that this doesn't damage is only by killing the shar. And Ayin Taisus, who brings the second tarot, as mechadish to us that in a chenami, at this point of the Gemara is coming out of Lefir Abeleza when he says, in Leishmir Elisakin, Abeleza is teaching us that there's an issa to keep the shar mood in your home, but in a chenami, if you kept your shar mood in your home and you guarded it with a shmir mula, that in a chenami, he would agree to Rameyer that the din is that it would be potter, and the same would be Benegea Bar, that there's an issa to keep a bar, and you're not allowed to even cover it, and you must fill it in. However, certainly, even if Reuven doesn't fill in his bar and he only covers it very well, and then the shar falls into it, then the din would be that Reuven would be pata since he did a shmir meula. Ayin Taisus had lach shar shenagach abav v'chamisha, had lach shar shenagach abav v'chamisha, had lach shar shenagach abav v'chamisha. And we begin the fifth parak, and we begin the new mishnah shar shenagach zapar v'nimtza urba betzida. If there was an axe which is a male and it went and shtoist and it damaged a para which is a female cow v'nimtza urba betzida, and then you find a fetus on the side of the para, then you do it in actually nakhli yada in mission nakhli yada. And as the Meiri states for Hisham Beres, and the para was expecting vro edims the gechasim rachik, and there were edim that saw that the shor shtoist this para from afar, and ola achasha bo eats la para. Then the edim came towards the para, and now it's not known if the para actually miscarried prior to the shor shtoising it, and therefore although Reuven's shor certainly caused the damage to the para, Reuven's shor did not cause the damage to the fetus. Therefore, Reuven was responsible for the shor's damage to the para of Shimon, but not to the vlad of the para. Or the reason why the para miscarried this vlad is because the shor shtoist the para, and only after the shor was goring the para did the para miscarry this vlad. And therefore, of course, Reuven would not only be chayiv for the damage that the shor caused to Shimon's para, but also to the damage that Shimon caused to this fetus. And the Mishnah teaches us that in this case, since the shor was a tam, so mishalom chetz nezek para, therefore Reuven is chayiv to pay to Shimon for the damage of his para, and he has to pay chetzi nezek, because certainly Reuven's shor shtoist Shimon's para and caused that damage, because we have edim to that effect. For via nezek levlad, however, in the gate of vlad, all that Reuven would have to pay is a quarter of his hezek and not chetzi nezek. As we will see in the Gemara, that Shmuel will teach us that the reason for this din in the Mishnah is because the Mishnah is going like Simchas, that mamon hamutar b'safek, that is chalkin. And over here, we have a situation where right away, when the safek arose, there was already a shayla, and therefore, even without asking any shaylas, we know there's a question as to what the din is b'negei the vlad, and that's why there's a din of Simchas of mamon hamutar b'safek chalkin, and therefore Reuven has to pay half of his original requirement, and originally he had to pay chetzi nezek, and therefore he'll have to pay a quarter of the nezek for the vlad. Before we continue with the next case of the Mishnah, which will be a reverse case, let us point out that there are two dinim that we always said b'negei a tam. Number one, that the owner of a tam that damages someone is only chayiv chetzi nezek. Number two, when a tam damages something, then the owner is only chayiv to pay migufay and to pay from the animal itself, and not to pay min aliyah. And therefore, the Mishnah states v'chein parah shenachas hashar v'nimsa vlad b'tzida, that if Reuven's parah damages Shimon's shar, and then you find the vlad of the parah on the side of the parah, and in this case, certainly we know that Reuven's going to be responsible for the damage that his parah caused to the shar of Shimon. However, there's a question as to how to pay for this damage, as if at the time that his parah damages Shimon's shar, Reuven's parah was still expecting, then Shimon could come collect megufay of the parah, which included the vlad at that time, and he could collect both from the parah or from the vlad. However, of course, if at the time that Reuven's parah shtoys Shimon's shar, Reuven's parah already had a miscarriage, and therefore the vlad was not part of its body, so then when Shimon comes to collect from Reuven, he could only collect from the parah itself, and not from the value of this vlad. And potentially in this case, we don't have to be talking about a case where the parah actually miscarried, and it could be that the parah actually gave birth, and it was the actual child sitting next to the para. And as the Mishnah continues, then in this case we have a suffix for Inyandua im actually nokriyoda, that if the para already had this child prior to going and shtoising the shar, and therefore the vlad was not considered part of the guf hapara, and Shimon would only be able to collect from the para and not from the vlad, it means nokriyoda, or maybe only after it already shtoised the shar of Shimon did Reuven's para have this child, and therefore at the time that Reuven's para shtoised the shar of Shimon, it was part of the animal's body, and therefore you would be able to collect both from the para and from this vlad. And therefore, the Mishnah teaches us, Mishtam chetzi nezik min hapara, then when Reuven comes to pay, he has to pay chetzi nezik from the para, because certainly the para damages the shor, and that's definitely migufay. V'rvi'a nezik min avlad, and he has to pay a quarter of a nezik from the vlad itself, as once again it's mamon amutal b'safik, and therefore the din would be achleiku. The Gemara will have a hamino that when the Mishnah stated you pay chetzi nezik min hapara or via nezik min avlad, then you would actually pay three quarters of the value of the hezek. Reuven would have to pay chetzi nezik from the para, and he'd have to pay an additional rvi'a nezik from the vlad. And of course, that doesn't make sense that b'negei tam you would have to pay more than chetzi nezek. And therefore, the Gemara will explain our Mishnah in two different ways. But the pashas is that the way the Mishnah reads is they pay chetzi nezek min hapara, and if there's not enough money from the para in order to pay chetzi nezek, then Shimon could collect up to a rvi'a nezek from the vlad itself. And when we learn the Gemara, we will give examples for the scenario. And the Gemara begins, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, Zud Rabbi Simchus. Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Mishmuel that by the fact that the Mishnah stated when we had a suffix that the din is b'shalom chetzi nezek l'para and rvi'a nezek l'vlad, so we see that we're going like Simchus, the Amar Mamanut b'safik Chalkin. However, Shmuel continues, Avak Chacham Imrim, the Chacham argue on Simchus, and they hold Zek Klal Gadol B'din, that this is a great general rule, HaMaitzim Mechaber, Olav Raya, the one that is Maitzim Mechaber has to bring a Raya. And therefore, in our Mishnah of Shosh Nagach Zepar, V'nimsa Be'ud B'Betzida, then although certainly Reuven is going to be Chayy to pay Chetzi Nezek for the Par of Shimon, however, Reuven won't have to pay anything for the Vlad unless Shimon brings a Raya and brings Edim that Reuven Shar actually caused his para to miscarry. Only in that case, where Shimon actually brought Edim, would Reuven be chayiv to pay chetzi nezek for the vlad. And the Gemara continues that why is it that Rabbi Yehuda said over the name of Shmuel, the member of the Rabbanon, that they said hamitzi b'chevel raya? Did they add in the words of zek klal gadol b'din? And the Gemara asks, lamli l'meima zek klal gadol b'din? And the Gemara states, istrich there is a chiddush that filu nizik oimer bari, that even in the case with teveya, the one that's claiming that he was damaged says, I am sure that your animal caused my animal to have a miscarriage, and it was mishinok chayalda, and umazik al meshema, and the mazik says, I'm not sure. And even in that case where it seems that Shimon has a better taina, we still would say hamitzim mechaber all of a raya. And the Gemara continues, inami, or we could say Rabbi Yehuda said the name of Shmuel of chamim zek klal gadol b'din hamitzim mechaber raya. He wasn't talking about our case, but he's coming to teach us another case l'chihada itmar b'negei another din that we learned. And in the case where it's mechashol chaber v'nim sel nachem, if Reuven sells a shor to Shimon, and then you find out that the shor was already a nachem and already shteis someone previously, since it's a dangerous animal, therefore this animal is really roy to go and shecht, and it's not roy and not proper to keep it around to plow, as it potentially will hurt someone. And Shmuel now comes back to Reuven and says that this should be a mekach tais, because I originally thought that I'm buying this in order to plow my land, and lemaisa I can't use it for plowing. So Rav Amar raises a mekach tais. Rav says that this would be a mekach tais. Shmuel Amar. Shmuel says yach she'emalei, that Reuven could say to Shimon l'shchita mechatav l'cha, that I sold it to you for shchita, and I'm waiting to make a bear all of a raya. And we will see the basics of the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is that Rav holds of the concept of Rav, and since Rav people sell animals for plowing, therefore we have a cloud that holch b'mamon achar Rav, and therefore there's mekach tais, as Reuven should have realized that Shimon only wanted to buy this shor because he wanted to use it for plowing. However, Shmuel says that in holch b'mamon achar Rav, that's why Rabbi Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel that a chum state zek klal gadol b'din, that even in the case where there's a din of Rav, we still will say hamaytsi mechaveir el varaya. And let's keep in mind that although we were speaking about the din of Simchus previously, but in this case, even Simchus would agree that it would not be the din of Yachleku, and the din would be either like Rav, that Hochem Mammon Acharayv, or like Shmuel, HaMaitz Mechaveh Al-Varaya. And why is it that over here we don't consider Mammon Amut B'Safik, and according to Simchus, the din would not be Chalkin, and Zokter Rashbam, Mesechta Bav Basra, Aval Hochem Shana Yoidin Hechaya Maisa, over here we knew exactly what the Maisa was, and it's clear as to the facts, because I reason Machron Lezeh Stam, that certainly there is no question that Reuven sold the shor to Shimon Stama, but the Skala Dova Shoy Nakhon Koydum Lekach, and then afterwards we find out that it was already a Nakhon prior to the sale. Hachem Maida Sumchus, Loi Havim Mammon Mutu B'Safik, according to Sumchus, he also is Maida, that is not a case of Mammon Mutu B'Safik, and Lefi Shmuel, Elazlinon Basa, Hu Shetainin Yafa, and we need to pass him like the one that has the better Taina, the Kivin Derubu Loi Klumu, as since according to Shmuel, we don't say the din of Roy by Mammon, Loi Hoy Loi Lamech Lefarish, El Halakech, then the Mecha didn't have to be the one to be Farish, but the Lekech had to specify what he's buying for. And since the Lekech didn't specify why he was buying it, so therefore the Lekech will lose out. And our Gemara continues to explain this case that we just brought with his machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara asks, Amai, why is there machlekes between Rav and Shmuel? Why don't we go and check out this person that's buying this animal from Reuven? And we should see if Shimon is a farmer, therefore he must have needed it for plowing, and therefore we should say that certainly it's a mekach Shechtais, and if we find out that Shimon is a butcher, and therefore generally he buys animals in order to shecht them, then we should say that it's certainly not a Mechachtais, and therefore the Mechira should be valid, and the Rashbam Masechet Bava Basra tells us that the Gemara's question is that L'chayr, Reuven and Shimon already had a pre-existing relationship, and therefore they know exactly why Shimon is buying this animal, and therefore there should not be a Shaila over here. The Gemara responds, L'tzricha begavad dezavad l'holha. We're talking about a case where Shimon is a type of person that is a farmer and he's also a butcher, and therefore sometimes he buys for plowing and sometimes he buys animals in order to shecht. And the Gemara asks, v'nechseh idmei ridya l'ridya, idmei nechsasa l'nechsasa, that certainly, as Rashi says, that it's more expensive to buy an animal for plowing, and therefore we should look at the purchase price as to what Shimon paid to Reuven, and we should see that if Shimon paid the value for a shor that's used for plowing, then certainly he bought it for plowing and it should be a mechach tais. If he paid the amount that is generally paid for an animal that is bought for shechita, then l'chayr, they certainly bought it for shechita, and it should not be a mechach tais. And the Gemara answers, le'tzucha da'ika bisra v'kay v'dmei ridya, that we're talking about a case where, although it's not typical, but the price for an animal that's going to be used for shechita is actually now the same price as for buying a shor that's going to be used for plowing, and therefore you couldn't tell based on the person or based on the value that you paid as to what Reuven and Shimon intended when they made this transaction. And that's why at this point, since Reuven already received money from Shimon, so Shimon is of course the Meitzim Mechaveri, and according to Shmuel you would say a Meitzim Mechaveri of Raya, and according to Rav we go Basarayv, and since Roy Behemoths are bought for plowing, therefore certainly the din would be that it's a Mechach Tais. And the Gemara continues, Amri, that now that we are saying that the value of the shor for plowing and for a shor that is used for shechita are exactly the same, so l'chayr, what is the nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel? And as the Gemara continues on Daf Mem Vavim Beis, that even according to Rav that holds it to Mechach Tais, if Reuven doesn't have any money and therefore he has to give something which is shavu kesef, then even though it's a Mechach Tais, but certainly Shimon should be smart and should take the value of the shor in place of the money that Reuven now owes him, and therefore Shimon should just keep the animal, and l'chayr, there's no nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. And the Gemara states that Amri Inchi, and this is similar to what people say, that from a person who owes you a debt, you should even collect bran, that if you collect anything, make sure to collect it. And over here, since Reuven doesn't have any money, therefore Shimon should be smart and just keep the animal, and l'chayr, there's no nafkamina between Rav and Shmuel. And in Taisus, who discusses if when the Gemara says, if we're talking about a case where Reuven doesn't have any money, or does Reuven not have the money that Shimon originally paid him, and in that case we're saying that Reuven doesn't have any responsibility to pay that money, and he could just tell Shimon that since this is a Mechach Tais and the value of each shor would be the same, therefore just keep the shor and you'll be able to go and sell the shor and get back your money, and I don't have responsibility to give you cash. And the Gemara answers, Leitzricha de'ikl shlumine, that we're talking about a case where Reuven does have money and therefore can pay Shimon for the value of the shor, and Rav Amar reads like Mechach Tais. Rav says it's considered a Mechach Tais zilbas ruba, because we go basurai v'ruba d'inshul radyu d'zavni, and most people that buy an axe are buying it for plowing, and therefore it's considered a Mechach Tais. And Shmuel Amar, Shmuel holds yachas she'im alay l'shchita mechart lach, we don't go basurai, and therefore Reuven can still claim to Shimon that I sold you the shor in order that you could shecht it v'lo yazlin basuruba, and therefore the fi Shmuel, Shimon would have to bring a raya that he bought it in order to use it for plowing, and if not, then hamitzim mechaber all of raya. And Shmuel explained that ki yazlin basuruba v'isura, that the only time that we go basurai is by a case of Issa, and for example, we had 9 stores selling basa shchuta, and there was 1 store selling basa trefa, and if there is meat that is found outside these stores, then we say gal deparish meruba parish. However, avu b'mayno le'yazlin basaruba, but when the game mama, we don't go basurai, and in holcha mama acharai ela hamitzim mechaber all of raya. But the psak is that hamitzim mechaber all of raya. And keep in mind that certainly between Rav and Shmuel, there is still no nafkamina as to the amount of money that Reuven will be left with and the amount of money the Shimon will be left with, but the only nafkamina is as to who has to be matriach in order to now go and sell this animal. According to Rav, it's a Mechach Tais, and Shmuel gives the animal back to Reuven, and Reuven has to give money back to Shimon. However, according to Shmuel, Shimon will now take this animal and sell it and be able to use that money in order to buy an animal that will be used for plowing. The Gemara continues, Tanyanam and Hachi, that this din that Rabbi Huda said in the name of Shmuel, that our Mishnah is going dafkal fi sumchis. However, Rabbanan hold Hamitzim Chavel Raya is mefurish in the Braisa, as the Braisa tells us, Shar Shinagas Apar Venimsa Uber Besida, Veni Yadua, Imachli Nokri Yoda, Mishnokri Yoda, Misham Chatzinezel Apar Vivi Nezel Vla, Divri Sumchis, and the Braisa says mefurish that these are the words of Sumchis, the Chamim and the Cham Argon say Hamitzim Chavel all of Raya. And the Gemara continues, Omer Shmuel Ban Achmeni, Rabbi Shmuel Ban Achmeni teaches us, Menain Lamitzim Chavel all of Raya, where do we have a Makar to the din of Hamitzim Chavel of Raya? And Rashi says this is a din to Raya. Braisa, it's not only a Samachta, Shanama, as the Pasuk says in Pash Mishpatim, prior to Moshe Rabbeinu going up to Har Sinai from Matan Torah, he tells Klai Yisrael that if they have a problem, they should go and ask the question to Aaron and Chor. And the Pasuk states, Mi bal dvarim yigash aleim, and we learn, Yagish raya aleim, you should bring your rayas towards them as a mitzvah mechaveir or raya, and maskler of Ashi, so of Ashi is, Halom likra, why we need a Pasuk to teach us this din, Svaru lechari to Svar, the kavle ka'iva, ozal be'asya, the person has a pain and has a problem, he has to go to the doctor, and the doctor can only give him a prescription if he tells the doctor exactly what's wrong with him, and therefore over here also, if someone has a problem, certainly they have to bring a raya, and certainly minasfar we would know that the din is a mitzvah mechaveir or raya, and keep in mind that certainly in most places in the Torah, even though that something is a svara, we still need a pasuk in order to teach us the din, and to teach us the din of the raisa, and therefore this question of lomli kras, svara, who seems to be a very interesting question, but lomaisa, this question is actually asked one other place in Shas, and that is Maseches Ketubos on Daf Chapez, where Rav Huna says, minayin la pesha asu ha pesha hitra, and lomli kras, svara, who asra, and who shari law, and Taisus in Maseches Shavuos explains, v'yesh l'chalik, the yesh dvarim, she'in asfar p'shuta kolkach, v'tzarach ha-pasuk l'ashmein wa-svara. However, in these two cases, in the case of Pesha Asu and Pesha Hitra, and the case of Mitzvah Mechabel of Raya, the svara is so clear that we don't need a pasuk either. Our Gemara now continues that a pointer of Ashi that says we don't need the pasuk of Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem in order to teach us the din of Mitzvah Mechabel of Raya, El Akra L'Chor Rav Nachman, the pasuk is coming to teach us the din of Rav Nachman or Rav Bavua, Dam Rav Nachman or Rav Bavua, Minayin She'in Iskakel L'Al Tavei Atchila, Shinema Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem, Yagish Dvarav Aleihem. And the simple words of the Gemara mean that if Reuven is the Tavea, that he is the one that is heard first in Bezdin, and Taisus in Masechta Sanhedrin learns that the Gemara is telling us a very simple din, that when you have a Tevea and a Nitba, that the one that brings his Edim first and his Rayas first is the Tevea, and only afterwards would the Nitba bring his Rayas. However, Ayin and Rashi over here, who says that the Gemara is talking about a very specific scenario, and Rashi says that Tapra Amid could go in Reuven Tevea Mishimon Mana Shalvo, that if Reuven was Tevea from Shimon, that Shimon owes him $100, the Shimon Meshivai, and Shimon has a counterclaim and says, not only do I not owe you money, but to Fasta Mishli, Hachsali Masha Tafasta, that you already grabbed money from me, and therefore you should return what you owe me. Or I gave you a mashkin and now lost its value because you used it. So the Gemara is teaching us from the Pasuk of Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem that we would first go and listen to the Tainus of Reuven, and we would first paskin for Reuven, and we would say that Shimon owes him $100, and only afterwards would we go and handle the counterclaims of Shimon. Our Gemara continues, Amri Nadoi, that we said in Nadoi, Parmish in the Skok Lidun Patchila, that even though we just learned from Mi Bal Dvarim Yigash Aleihem, that we first listened to the tinyness of Reuven, and only afterwards do we listen to the tinyness of Shimon, but that is only if there's not going to be a loss to Shimon. However, in a case where there will be a loss to Shimon, as we'll explain in a moment, then we will go and hear the tinyness of Shimon first, Behechi Dami, to Kazil Nichsei, in a case where the value of Shimon's Nechasim will have a loss and will go down in value. And for example, as Rashi says, Sheish Kantagrin Sheknu Bedam Yekarim Umachul Yelchulhem, that Lemaisa Shimon has the ability right now to sell his items at a very good price, but tomorrow these buyers will not be around. Inami Shekakyesiv Zalus Ayde Tfiyazu Shereinai Sedachik, or because people know that Reuven's getting a psak against Shimon, and Shimon will now have to come up with $100 in order to pay Reuven off prior to Bezdin listening to Shimon's Tainus, and therefore Shimon will be strapped for cash, and they will know that they could take advantage and they could pressure Shimon to sell his items for a cheaper price, and Shimon will be better off if Bezdin paskins him first and paskins that Reuven has to give back the money to Shimon, and therefore Shimon will have a place to pay Reuven back, and this way Shimon won't have a loss, and that case will actually be niskokelinit batchila, and we will listen to Shimon's tainus first. And the Gemara continues when quotes from the second case of Mishnah, v'chein parish nachas hashav nimtzav vlada b'tzida, v'en yedua imachle nachri yalda imishin nachri yalda mishtam chetz nezik min apar v'rvi nezik min avlad, that if Reuven's par that we knew at one point was expecting and it went and shtoist and gored the pshar of Shimon, and then you find the vlad of this par on the side and you're not sure if the vlad actually was born before the negicha, and therefore it's not considered part of the gufa par that damaged the shar imishin nachri yalda, or if it actually had this child only after it already damaged the shar of Shimon, and therefore it was considered part of the gufa para, and it's considered as if the vlad took place in being mazik the shar of Shimon. So in that case, mishtam chetzin nezik min apara v'rvi nezik min avlad. And the Gemara right now has a hamina that what the Mishnah meant to say that since Reuven's para is a tam, therefore Reuven's chayiv to pay chetzin nezik to Shimon. But in this case, Reuven actually have to to pay chetzi nezek to Shimon from the para, and he'll have to pay an additional revi nezek, an additional 25% from the vlad itself. And of course, the Gemara is going to ask the lechera. It doesn't make sense that Reuven would have to pay 3/4 of the hezek of Shimon's animal, and since Reuven's para is a tam. Therefore, the maximum that Reuven should have to pay is chetzi nezek and only 50%. And as the Gemara begins, chetzi nezek or revi nezek, then how could the Mishnah say that Reuven would have to pay chetzi nezek from the para and revi nezek from the vlad? Palganisku the bayishlume. All he has to pay is 50%. So why would he have to pay 3/4 of the nezek? And certainly the din is by a time that all you have to pay is chatzin nezek. And the Gemara will have two different ways to understand our Mishnah, and we will see the way Abaye learns our Mishnah right now. We will see how Rav explains our Mishnah when we learn Daf Mem Zayin. And before we continue with Abaye Pshat, let's explain what Abaye will ultimately state. And Abaye will explain that the Mishnah is discussing a case where there are two owners. Reuven owns the para and Shimon owns the vlad. And Rashi points out that the case where you could have a situation where Reuven owns a par and Shimon owns a vlad, even though generally we say that Shimon can't buy a vlad from Reuven, as it's a davish loy balaylam, it's referring to a case where Shimon actually owned the par and the vlad, and he sold the par, which is a davish balaylam, to Reuven. And now that the par damaged the shor of Levi, so Reuven claims that the par was expecting at the time that it damaged, and therefore Shimon's vlad also causes damage, and he's a partner with Shimon in the damages, and Shimon has to share and pay for the damage of the Shor of Levi. While Shimon claims that even prior to the par damaging the Shor of Levi, the par already gave birth, and therefore I'm not responsible at all, and therefore all you can collect from the par of Reuven is 50% of Chetzi Nezek, meaning 25% of the Nezek Migufay of the par, as there is a tzad that Reuven's animal caused the entire Hezek, and therefore Reuven's Chayiv Chetzi Nezek as usual. And there is also a tzad that the Reuven's par had a shutuf in this Hezek and caused only part of the Hezek, and therefore he certainly has to pay 25% of the hezek, and Shimon has to pay half of the revia nezek, or 1/8 of the hezek, as certainly if the vlad caused all the damage, then Shimon is chayiv chatzi nezek, and certainly in this case, Shimon's vlad did not cause all his damage, as certainly the par caused part of his damage, and therefore on the tzad that Shimon's vlad was not yet born, and therefore was involved in damage that occurred to Levi Shar, then Reuven will be chayiv to pay 1/4 of the damages, and Shimon will be chayiv to pay 1/4 of the damages, as they would have to share in the liability. However, on the tzad that Shimon's vlad was already born prior to Reuven's par damaging Levi's shor, then Shimon wasn't a shutef in the damages of the shor at all, and therefore Shimon isn't chayiv anything, and therefore it's mamon mutar b'safek. And lefi sumchas the din is yachleiku, and therefore Shimon, instead of paying 1/4 of the loss, would have to pay 1/8 of the loss that Levi incurred. And of course, since the vlad is only a tam, therefore certainly Shimon would only have to pay this 1/8 of the loss of a Levi's loss from the guf of his vlad. And let us now see this in the Gemara. Abaye explains chetzi nezek echad ma'abar b'nezek. When the Mishnah stated that you have to pay chetzi nezek min ha'para, it doesn't mean 50% of the nezek from the para. It means 50% of the standard din of chetzi nezek. And since generally you have to pay chetzi nezek, therefore in this case you'd only have to pay 25% from the para. And when the Mishnah stated v'revia nezek min ha'vlad, it doesn't mean you have to pay 1/4 of the actual nezek, but it means echad mishmoinu b'nezek. You would actually have to pay 1/4 of your standard, which would be 1/8 of the nezek. And the Gemara continues to explain the idea of Abaye, vi paru vlad chaninu, and if the par and vlad belongs to the same person and belongs to Reuven, hachinami demotzi amalei lebal paru manusha chetzi nezek havli. Ultimately, the nizik who lost the shor could say to the bala paru that it doesn't make a difference if the par was still expecting or if it wasn't expecting. In either case, you're still chayiv to pay me for chetzi nezek, and therefore pay me chetzi nezek. And why should only pay me 25% from the paru and only 1/8 from the vlad if l'chayra it's pasha that you have to pay me 50% and not only 37.5% of my damages? And the Gemara therefore explains el leitzricha, but the case of Abaye is talking about a scenario de par dechad of vlad dechad, that the par belonged to Reuven and the vlad belonged to Shimon. And that is why when Levi comes to collect, in this case there would be a shaila as to how much to collect, as ve'i dekad and tavel about par tchila, as certainly if Levi would now come and be teveya the bala par and would come to Reuven and say that you owe me chetzi nezek, hachinami da amalei lebal para par didcha asid kason. But certainly Levi could tell Reuven that certainly your para definitely damaged my animal, and you would have to bring me a raya that you have a shutif and that your para was still meuberes at the time that your para damaged my shar. And it's only in that case they will be able to be part at all. But if you can't bring me a raya, then you're chayev chetzi nezek to me, and I don't have to go to Shimon at all. And the Mefarshim explained that Abaye is stating this even according to Simchas, since Levi has a tainus bari to Reuven that certainly your para damaged my shar, and there is only a suffix if the vlad was involved in this damage. Chamed, so certainly Levi has a full-fledged taina against Reuven, and the only way for Reuven to minimize his obligation is only by bringing a raya that Shimon was a shutuf in this hezek, and of course this is a very difficult svara to fully grasp. But the case of our Mishnah is where Levi went to the Baal Vlad Chila, and he first went to Shimon and he said that when Reuven's par damaged my shar, the par was still Mubaris, and therefore you were shutuf in the damages that was caused to my shar, and you also have responsibility to pay for my shar together with Reuven and the Amalei, and therefore Reuven, who owns the para, could turn to Levi and say, Galisa Daitra, the Shutva Isli, that you are Megal Das, you understand that I have a partner in this damage, and therefore I'm not chay for the full damage, and that's why I should only have to pay you 50% of the standard, and I only have to pay you 25% of the damage, and then you will have to go to Shimon, and you'll have to fight with Shimon, and ultimately, since Shimon has a taina that his Vlad was not really part of the para, as the para already gave birth to the Vlad prior to damaging Yashar, therefore, based on the cloud of Mamamutu Besafa Kalkin, you will only collect 1/8 from Shimon, and even though you're not going to collect the full value of your Chetzi Nezek, that's not my responsibility, as by the fact that you went to Shimon in order to try to collect, shows that you held that the Vlad was actually still part of the para at the time of the damage, and therefore I'm not responsible for the full damage of Yashar. And the Gemara continued that even though according to the first version of the Gemara's explanation of Abaya, it comes out that the Mishnah's din is only in a case where Levi went and was Teveya from the Bala Vlad first, and only afterwards did he tie it to the Bala Hapara. However, Zok the Gemara Ikad Amri, others have an aversion that Avagad the Kodin Tavid Bal Paratchila Matsi Matchle, that even if Levi went to the Bala Para and he went to Reuven first and he made a claim to Reuven that certainly your par damaged my shar, and therefore you should be chayed the full chetzi nezek, that even in that case Reuven could turn to Levi and he could be matcha Levi and he say made yadoi the shutfa isli, the lemaisa is a chazaka that this animal was definitely previously pregnant, and therefore there's a chazaka that at the time that my par damaged your shar, I had a shutif as the bala vlad was responsible for the damage as well. Therefore, as Taiz points out, umoyde sumchas kivin de katarti, in this case, since there are actually two chazakas, as number one shehu muchzik, Reuven is muchzik in the par itself. Number two, v'gam ikar cheskas gufa, and there was also a chazaka of the gufa of the animal that at the point of damage it must have been pregnant at that point. Therefore, the amrinan amaytim chaveil raya. In this case, even sumchas agrees that we would say amaytim chaveil raya hilkachloi mishalom bala par el revia, and therefore the bala par will only have to pay 25% of the damages. Kilu vaday isle shutvi, and we look at this, certainly he definitely had a shutif at the time that his par damaged the shar, and therefore Reuven would have to pay 25%. Well, the Tesis continues, Umiyu lohitzi mam miyad bala vlad, but in order for Levi to take any money from Shimon, who is the owner of the vlad, ema elis chazaka, certainly chazaka doesn't help, hilkachloi mishalom bala vlad el ech mishminis nezek, and therefore the bala vlad is only responsible to pay for 1/8 of the hezek, v'idach ech mishminis nezek masid, and Levi will lose out on the last 1/8 of this hezek, and Levi will actually take a loss in this scenario. And keep in mind, when Tesis mentioned that there's a chazaka that Reuven has on the para, he means to say that Reuven has a chazaka of a marakama, because ultimately Reuven originally owned this para, and even at this point Reuven is not actually holding on to the para, it is still considered a cheskas marakama, and the same would apply to the Vlad of Shimon, that Lemaisa Shimon has at least one chazaka of a cheskas marakama. And in the last Tesis on the Amid, Diba Maskel made Yadoi the Shutfisisli. And also keep in mind that Tesis asks that how does the Mishnah state that the Bala Para would have to pay for 25% of the hezek, and the Bala Vlad would have to pay for 12.5% of the hezek, which is mashma that both the Bala Para and the Bala Vlad are considered 50-50 shutfim. If l'chayr, certainly the Vlad is much smaller than the Para, and it should only be chayv to pay for its proportion of the damage that it caused. And therefore, Taisis explained that in a kanami, the Mishnah just giving an example in a scenario where the proportions and the ratios would actually work out in that manner. However, in a kanami, if the proportions would not work out in the manner, then of course the liability would be based on the actual hezek that is caused by the para and the actual hezek that's caused by the vlad, and based on the proper ratios. And Ayin Taisis Dima Maskel Revi'in Nezek Ech Mishmeri Benezek, where he is Tema Hech Mashma Vlad LePara Pshita Shle Asa Vlad Nezek Kamaya Para the Atum Yeshle LeEchad Tes Chalokim LeEchad Chelik Echad, and they have a 90-10 partnership Mi Yishalom Zek Kamaya Zeh Kilo Heitzich Chetzi Shloi. Of course, that would not be the din. Ayin Sham, and we will stop over here.